This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special breaking news edition of Football 24/7 here in the middle of a Wednesday morning. Johnny Mack, how you doing on this Wednesday? We got some Dallas Goedert news to talk about, brother.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert back, which was becoming more and more clear once the draft passed and the Eagles didn't draft a potential successor. At that point, we kind of talked about that the needle shifted to a he was more likely coming back than not. From the player's perspective, again, once the draft is over, most of the budgeting is done for most of the teams. So there wasn't going to be the big money extension that I think Dallas was hoping for when the Eagles gave he and his agent permission to seek a trade. And he likes Philadelphia, but this is Josh Sweat this year. They sweated him, not swatted him. They sweated him. Was scheduled to make $14.25 million. Now he'll make $10 million. So the Eagles get that number down as they wanted to for the cap standpoint. Extra opportunity to get an extra million on top of that in incentives. So things work out for the 2025 season. And all of a sudden, as we said, if Dallas Goedert was here, this is one of the deeper tight end rooms the Eagles have had in recent history. If he wasn't here, it looked like a disaster. Right. But now you start looking at Grant Calcaterra, and they have two guys, Harrison Bryant and Kylan Granson, to compete. So that tight end two and that tight end three role should be improved from what it has been, and now you have the key to it all back. So from a football perspective, it's good to have Dallas Goedert back. Certainly the coaching staff wanted him back. That was pretty clear. Everybody knows how good a player he is. The only problem is, I think it's 17 games he's missed over the past four seasons. And that obviously impacted his ability to make the guaranteed money he wanted to make. But he can prove himself like Josh did last year and get to free agency next year and potentially get that done. Of course, the problem from Dallas's perspective, he's a little bit older than Josh. Yeah, right. He'll be 31 next year. So, but for the Eagles, I think it's a home run.
It's definitely a home run for the Eagles. I'm wondering what Goddard's thought process was. Does Goddard just deserve a lot of credit for taking a pay cut and wanting to come back to Philly? I mean, you could argue maybe he's betting on himself, but you could also argue he's 30 going on 31. I don't know if you're betting on yourself or at that point you're just taking a hometown discount. How do you see that part of it, John?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely taking a discount.
Now, maybe, John, you brought up Josh Sweat. Is there a chance he gets a big contract next year? I mean, you just saw Kittle get paid. He's old.
Yeah, Kittle's an anomaly a little bit. I agree. He got significant money. I mean, he's been the best tight end in football for 5-6 years. So maybe a little bit different. Dallas, has been top five on the crux of top five. But I'm a little surprised George Kittle got the kind of extension he got, and I'm sure it's a little bit of a blow from a pride standpoint for Dallas Goedert. But I think it all comes down to the injuries, and that play that always plays into it, because you know, on the field, when he's on the field, and you saw it in the postseason, he led this team in receiving yards in the postseason. I mean, he was phenomenal in the run to a Super Bowl championship, coming back off his latest injury. So I, you know, if you hear Howie Roseman spoke glowingly of Dallas after the draft, Nick Sirianni speaks highly of Dallas Goedert. I mean, everybody loves him as a player, but anytime you have that consistent, you know, missed games each season, it's going to impact your earning power. So, yeah, you know, the other part of it is there any ill will now? Dallas has been at, you know, some of the offseason work, which is a bit surprising to me. So it was clear coming, you know, down the stretch here. Once the draft passed, it was pretty clear he was going to stay. And then it just became, all right, what is the contract going to look like? Right. And I thought there were two options, the Josh Sweat option that we just talked about, which is how it happened, or you know, you make it 2 years on paper to help with the salary cap relief and give him a, you know, that 14, maybe a couple extra million on top of that 14. The Eagles didn't even have to do that. So it's one of those situations, and they've done it in the past with players like Josh and Hassan Reddick and Darius Slay, where they tell them, all right, if you don't think our offer's good, by all means, go look for trade offers, come back to us, and we'll see what we do. And typically, Howie Roseman has a very good feel for what's out there. And what was out there was not more than $14.25 million.
Right. But do you think the Eagles are going to get any cap relief or savings, even not only now, but also in the future, John? Because he did have a big cap, dead cap hit, I believe, coming up in future years because of the way his 2021 contract was structured. Do you think they get relief in that from this deal?
Well, there's the difference. They're going to get relief on the cap. I mean, just from the 14 down to the 10. But what with dead money is not the same as cap. I mean, dead money is already spent money. That's not going anywhere. So, you know, that's sort of like the credit card bill. So that's how the Eagles do business with avoidable years. That's not going anywhere. There's nothing.
So that 24, I think there's a 24 million dead cap hit in 26. That wouldn't go anywhere?
No. That money's already spent. That money's right. that there's nothing you can do about that. So ultimately you can restructure the deal. And if Dallas, and we'll see what it looks like. And if Dallas keeps playing, if he keeps playing, then you can tack it on and put it off. But ultimately, that money's got to be paid. That money's got to be paid for under the cap. That the money, and I'm not explaining this correctly, the money has already been paid. So it has to be accounted for at some point under the cap. When he leaves, it gets accelerated. There's nothing you can do about that. That right. Money's already gone.
What do you think about the money he got? $10 million, John, with a $1 million incentive. I mean, that's cheap for how good this player is. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, and that's what the Eagles didn't want to have that $14-plus million hit on the cap, and they get a little bit of relief from that standpoint in the short term. So that part's a positive for the Eagles. But yeah, the one thing you have to worry about, and it didn't seem to affect Josh at all last year, is you know, the realization that a very good player has been asked to take a pay cut, and he decided to take a pay cut, and how does that affect him? I don't think it'll affect Dallas, but you never know. You have to throw that into the mix, because, you know, there could be the mindset of, you know, this is my eighth. I think this will be his eighth year. It's been a darn good player for this franchise. And, you know, the assessment typically is, well, you know, why are you asking me to take a pay cut? But that's right. Then the reality of the NFL comes in. If he gets cut or if he gets traded, he's not getting the deal he wanted elsewhere. So, you know, better the devil you know than the devil you don't is one of is that type of thing from a player perspective.
Right now, John, on the field, you mentioned the tight end room got a lot better, obviously, with him returning. That is now a strength of the team, Johnny Mack. A quick turn of events here, and now the offense no longer has any holes, I guess, outside of right guard, which I don't really view as a hole because they've been able to plug it successfully for years on end. Pretty good now, that tight end room, Johnny Mack.
Yeah, I think the depth is better than it has been in a couple of years. If you bring Harrison Bryant and Kylan Grant in to compete with Grant Calcaterra. So however that shakes out, it should be a little bit better than what it has been. And then, of course, you know, Dallas never left technically. So we're all operating under the belief that he might leave. And if he did leave, then it looks pretty precarious on paper. And that's sort of the NFL. And that's sometimes you have good backups. And if somebody does get hurt or somebody leaves and you ask him to step up into a starting role, they don't handle it as well because they're better suited to be backup players. And I think the Eagles have a lot of good backup tight ends. But what they didn't have, if they weren't able to get Dallas Goedert back in the fold, was that starter who could legitimately be in the conversation. And remember, tight end in this offense, especially an old school two-way tight end like Dallas, who can play in line and can flex out, is very important for what is a run-heavy offense and expected to be a run-heavy offense. So, you know, one of the things you looked at and said, well, boy, if they're moving on from Dallas Goedert, I talked about the receiving ability in the playoffs. But the block.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
blocking. I mean, Grant Calcaterra is not known for his blocking. Harrison Bryant is a pretty good blocker, but he's undersized. Kylan Granson even more so. You know, people in Indianapolis said he's better than expected. You know, better than you would think as a blocker. Well, yeah, okay, maybe better than he looks for his size, but still not the type of big body that can really help you in the running game. So I think that part of it is going to be one of the underreported big parts of bringing Dallas back to this offense. The fact that he's one of the better blocking tight ends in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, here on Jacob, as you know well, we have a Harrison Bryant super fan, JD3. Big shout out to JD3. I'm not sure if he's watching yet, but I'm sure he will watch. Is it a bad day for Harrison Bryant, or is it a good day for Harrison Bryant?
Well, I don't think it's a good day for – I mean, now his roster spot is precarious because basically – two of the three are going to be on the 53-man roster. So Grant Calcaterra, Harrison Bryant, Kylan Granson, two of the three are going to be on the 53-man roster, and one isn't. And I think it truly is going to be a competition. And whomever plays the best this summer is going to be part of the team. And yeah, maybe get the other one onto the practice squad or something. If they get through waivers or something of that nature. So, but yeah, for the Harrison Bryant truthers, and I should say Harrison Bryant truther, yeah, it's probably not a great day. There's only one of them. He's not going to be the starting tight end of the Philadelphia Eagles. But, you know, as you chuckle against our Harrison Bryant truther, He's better than the Malik Carr truthers.
Yeah, listen, John, I think you'll laugh. We have a super chat right now from Sig Lord. I still think our best option is Malik Carr. There it is, John.
Well, thanks for the, what is it, $2, Sig. Malik Carr never even showed up for rookie camp, but he didn't even get a chance to try out to make the team. So I think you're a slightly better off if you are an Eagles fan with Dallas Goedert playing tight end and Malik Carr. I can't believe I have to say that, but I'm saying it.
John, I got one last question for you, brother. Thanks for doing the hit here as Dallas Goedert reworks his deal. He's getting $10 million with a $1 million incentive, so takes a small pay cut to stay in Philly and run it back. John,
pay cut, by the way. That's pretty big. $4 million.
Yeah, I agree. What is that, 30%? I mean, yeah, $14 million to 10? It's got to be. It's pretty big. You're right about that. John, if you answer this question with the assumption that before this news broke, we would factor in that Goedert wasn't going to be back. All right. So just factor in that for a second. Which team in the NFC East got better today? All right. The Cowboys bringing in George Pickens or the Eagles bringing back their tight end, Dallas Goedert?
Well, from that, I mean, Dallas never left. So, I mean, to
yeah, but me, if you had to assume that they wouldn't have had him and now they have him.
Well, I that's tough for me to say because I had once the draft crossed, I had a pretty good feeling that Dallas was going to be back once the draft finished.
We did talk about a lot, though, that if Goedert was gone, what this team would look like.
So earlier in the offseason, I said, you know, at the 50-50 needle, I was below 50% earlier in the offseason. But once it got later and teams, you know, clearly Indianapolis drafting Warren, the Eagles not drafting a potential successor, it became clear that both sides were going to have to work something out. And I think that turned out to be very good for the Eagles because they got him back at a $4 million discount, $4-plus million discount. So, so I kind of look at it as the Cowboys added something. The Eagles didn't technically add something.
Okay.
So from that standpoint, I would say Dallas. But the overriding thought process – yeah, I always thought it just made no sense. I explained it like this earlier in the offseason. If Dallas had the same career somewhere else that he had over the past 7 years, and he was having this kind of back and forth with his old team, and you projected who would be the best fit for Dallas Goedert, I would have said the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, exactly.
Because he would have been a perfect fit, so... He's a really good player. He's been, you know, like I said, right there as a top five tight end since he took over for Zach Ertz. Really, the only issue you have is some of the injuries and missing 17 games. That's significant. And that's the reason he's taking $4 million pay cuts instead of getting a 1 or 2 year extension for a raise.
Right.
That's the only reason.
Johnny Mac, great stuff. A final chat for you on the way out the door. And it's our guy, JD3. And he says, stop the collusion against Harrison Bryant, Johnny Mac.
Yeah. Well, you know, I admire the shtick, but Harrison, it's not going to be the starting tight end.
What if they trade Calcaterra now and then they move Harrison Bryan and Kylan Granson?
There's a potential that, and like I said, two of the three are going to make the team.
Yeah, right. And Calcaterra is going into his final year, correct?
Yeah. They're all one-year deals.
All 1 year, right.
And so is Dallas. So you still need the long-term replacement. Maybe they'll finally get Malik Carr in there for that.
Yeah.
So you still need the future, and you got to figure out the future. But, yeah, I mean, Harrison Bryant, Kylan Granson, and Grant Calcaterra, two of the three are going to make the team, and one isn't. And injuries might take care of that. But, you know, remember, JD, Colin Granson got more money than Harrison Bryant.
We will see what happens. Only one of those guys has a Mackey Award. We'll see. Johnny Mac, thanks for doing it, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Birds 365. Thank you, J-Mac.
All right, thanks, everybody.
All right, there's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town, checking in here to give us an update as Dallas Goedert returns to the city of brotherly love. He takes a pay cut to do it. Let's give a round of applause. Dallas Goedert said, F that $4 million. I want another ring. Ring me, baby. Ring me, baby. That's what Goddard's saying right now. So he returns on a big old pay cut. He's taking $10 million instead of $14 million, $14.5 million. He has a $1 million incentive. So maybe, hey, go out there, play well. I'm not sure what the incentive is in terms of yards or catches or touchdowns or any of those things. But this is a great move for the Eagles. I mean, you're right now bringing back another big piece of this offense. I know we've talked about the changes on the defensive side of the ball, and we have to see how they play out. But from an offensive perspective, this offense has everything it needs to be successful again. Like, I think this offense has everything it needs to improve by 20%. Okay? Last year, they were, what, the number eight offense in the NFL? They should be top five this year. I think they've done everything they need to do to secure that. When you go to the Super Bowl and you win the Super Bowl and you have the number one running game and the best offensive line and you bring all of that back, okay? You bring all of that back. Most quarterbacks don't get continuity like that. Most offenses don't get continuity like that. So they got everything they need. And I think that offense is going to have a really big year this year in Philly. I think last year, you could argue the defense was the bigger unit. Right now, they're both. Obviously, you need both. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, with one or the other. But this year, I think it's going to be the offense. I think the offense is going to be the better unit, and they have to be. Now, Dallas Goedert returns. A good move, a smart money move, championship window move. I put that out on my social media. So, listen, by all accounts, I think this is the right move by the Eagles. I thought that the biggest holdup with this move, to be honest with you guys, was going to be not from the Eagles' perspective, but from the Goddard camp of, you know, he's 30 years old. Let me look up exactly how old Dallas Goedert is. So he's 30, and he just turned 30 in January. So he'll be 30 for this year, but that means next offseason he's 31. So from my estimation, I was thinking this is going to be like that chance for him to get that three-year, $15, $20 million a year deal type of deal. And I don't think he wanted to miss out on that as maybe his last chance. You know how life is after 30 in the NFL. It's no longer, or it's a lot less likely or a lot less guaranteed. So I thought Goddard would say, you know, I love Philly and I'll even take a pay cut, but I need a couple years. You know, I need a couple years. And that's not what happened. They agreed to a one-year deal. I think, again, both sides deserve some credit here. The Eagles were willing to bring him back, and Goddard was willing to take a paycheck to come here in Philly. I mean, look, you know, I know we talk about these guys care about money, and they should, and I'll never count a man's pockets or tell a man how to take care of his family. That's not my business. That's not anything that I care about. I just analyze it from an Eagles perspective. This guy took a pay cut. It's going to help the Birds. I mean, the Birds get a great player back, and he agrees to take less money, you know, which opens up that championship window for this football team. So a big move, and a big shout-out to Dallas Goedert. A big shout-out to Howie Roseman for getting it done. Howie continues to shake and bake, man, continues to make the right moves now. I think the only fair questions about this team coming into 25 are, what do the defensive replacements look like? How well do they play? How long does it take them to acclimate to the NFL? How long does it take them to acclimate to Vic's system, right? Those are the fair questions I believe you have coming into this season. And to be honest, they are fair because the defense was so reliable last year. So one of the biggest reasons for our success was how good that defense was. Now, with question marks there, I do think it's fair for people to talk about. I happen to believe or be optimistic about it. I think a lot of the players that we have, I think Makuba, I think Campbell are going to be two great draft picks coming out of the gate. I think Adoree Jackson is great, a great insurance policy if Kelee Ringo isn't set to go. I think on the defensive line, Moore with Jomo is better than people think. And I don't think Milton Williams is as good as people thought. Now, I like Milton. I'm appreciative for what he did here. I just don't think he was a $26 million player. And I think when you play next to Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, who, even if you don't like Jordan Davis, he eats blocks, your life is easier. Also, Sweat on the outside. So now you lost Sweat. That's probably your biggest concern right now. Like, who makes up for a guy that's a three down edge that does the plays the run effectively, rushes the passer effectively, and is reliable. That is my probably, in my estimation, the biggest question on the defense. So, but overall, the Eagles have made good moves. And I, when I say that, I don't believe they made the wrong move with Sweat. I don't think he was the right guy to pay considering the contracts they have coming up. I'm more discussing, okay, how do you fix that? Or how do you replace that for the coming season? So, look, this is a great day overall for the Birds. Another great day, another great move, and another move that can make Eagles fans feel confident going into the season of, you know, we know it's an uphill battle to go and repeat, but we at least feel like we got a damn good shot. All right, we at least feel like we got a damn good shot. And if this team can find some rhythm again, if this team can play complimentary football again, if this team finds their stride at the right time, this is no doubt still a Super Bowl roster. No doubt still a Super Bowl roster. So Dallas Goedert returns. It's a one-year, $10 million deal with $1 million of incentives. We will see if he earns that incentive. I hope he does because, you know, he took a pay cut to come back here in Philly, and I think he's earned his keep here in Philly. I know he's had some injury problems, but overall, when he's on the field, he's an elite tight end. He fits the Eagles perfectly. I thought the way John explained that with if he played somewhere else and was on the open market and you said, what's the perfect fit for Dallas Goedert? You'd say the Eagles. This is the right team for him, and his skill set has really grown and adapted to what we needed them to do here in Philly. So he deserves a lot of credit for that. And Dallas Goedert coming back. Former, what is he, second-round pick? Was he a second-rounder, Dallas Goedert? Yeah, he was, right? Like 40-something? Forget exactly where he was picked. Out of South Dakota State. All right, so Dallas Goedert is back. I will take some viewer comments. All right, what do you guys think of Dallas Goedert coming back? I just rambled on for a little bit, but I do want to hit you guys or get some comments from you guys. All right, Dylan Busby checking in. What's up, my man? Dylan, appreciate you, bro. I'm excited for the battle between Brown, Sean, and Makuba. I don't know if Sean's even in that battle, my friend. Just based on the way I've heard them talk about it, Sean has not been seen much, no pun, but we'll say maybe he is. Maybe he is a candidate that emerges, but they moved on from him quick in Minnesota. So we'll see, but I think it's Makuba and Brown. And the other sleeper I would say would be, do they bring in a guy like Justin Simmons? You know, I saw Baldy talking about that. Justin Simmons still wants to play in Philly. I'm not sure. Dallas sucks. Can't even win for one day. That's a pretty funny comment. You're right. They had one decent day and it, before noon, Devin, the news cycle has been trumped. All right. I think Howie might have been messing with Jerry a little bit. Brandon says, just when Dallas thought they won the day in the news cycle. That's true. That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny. Morning, DL. JM checking in. What's up, my man? I appreciate you. He says, it's awesome. DG is a staple on this team. Just got to stay healthy. I agree, brother. Shout out to the no holes offense, baby. I'll be bringing that to the Celio show later today, Baker. I'll be bringing that to the Celio show. Celio, what do you got to say? Now we have the no-holes offense and the no-holes defense. You know what he's going to say. He's going to say, what do you mean? You got to hold that quarterback. That's what he'll say. All right. That's what he will say. But we will see how it happens. JD3 checking in. Good move. In all seriousness, Dallas plays big in big games. Hope he stays healthy. You and me both, brother. If he plays big in big games, I think we have a good chance to, you know, be a real threat in the playoffs, which I think we're going to be anyway. But when Goddard's on his game, that certainly helps. All right. I can't believe Goddard did this. I'm so hyped. B-How, honestly, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I mean, anytime a guy gets to 30, you understand that your playing years are done. You still have a lot of life left to live. This is, for most players, I'd say 98% of players, the time to the where they earn the most money in their life is when they're in the NFL. So I thought for sure, and I wasn't going to hold it against them at all. I don't count man's pockets, and I don't tell another man how to take care of their life and their family. Now, I judge it from an Eagles perspective, but I don't judge it. So if Goddard, I don't judge it from a personal perspective. If Goddard said, I can't come back, guys, I'm going to get a three-year deal somewhere else and lock in a bunch of money, I'd say, Goddard, thanks for what you did here, man. Congrats on winning a Super Bowl with us. You were a big part of it, but he came back. I mean, it's a surprise, Brandon, for sure. It's a surprise for sure. And it's big. I mean, look, whether you like the player or you think he's an injury-prone guy or whatever, he improves our chances at winning the Super Bowl without a shadow of a doubt. Him on the field improves our chances. Okay? How Hogan checks in, 11.8 million against the salary cap this season. That number goes up to 23.8 and 26. Yeah, I think some of that's dead cap in 26, Hogan, and they're not going to be able to get rid of that. So we will see. Abe, Goddard's back, brother. Abe says, Xander, what's the news? Goddard is back, my man. So Goddard back. He takes a pay cut, Abe. It's a one-year deal. He was supposed to make 14.5. They give him $10 million guaranteed with $1 million of incentives so he could earn up to $11 million. In other words, Dallas Goedert takes a 33% pay cut or whatever the numbers would be. I can't do it. I didn't do it in my head properly. But from 14.5 to 10 is a big pay cut. It's 30, 31, 32%, somewhere in there. And he's back. He's back for 1 year. So, again, big on the player, big on the GM to get it done. All right? He was never an effing free agent. Jay, question mark, he was not going to play on the deal, okay? It was widely reported. Why do you think this has been talked about all offseason? He wasn't going to play with no guaranteed money in 2026 or 2025. This was either a cut or a trade after June 1 or a restructure. So don't come in here with dumb commentary, all right? I know he was here either way. He wasn't going to be here if they didn't rework the deal. They reworked the deal, Jay. Before you come in here and spew shit in all caps, all right, learn something. Listen to something. Read something. Okay? Come on, man. Then I guess he could have retired. That's not what I said. The Eagles were going to make a move post June 1 if they didn't rework the deal. All right? There was no guaranteed money left. Players don't play with no guaranteed money. I mean, come on, brother. Trying to extend a hand to you here, and you're coming in here yapping in all caps. Come on, man. Come on. Jason Atheam is glad we kept Goddard. Me too, man. It's big improvement. Texas boy checking in. What's up, Texas boy? NFC East is going to be tough division, way better than that 2020 season. Oh, nice. You found one season where we weren't too great. We switched coaches, switched quarterbacks, and ended up with two Super Bowl appearances in 4 years and a Super Bowl victory. Bring up 2020 all you want, my boy. Texas boy. Texas child. You hear what I'm saying to you? Bring up 2020 all I want. That was the turning point of the golden era of the Eagles. Oh, by the way, coming off of Super Bowl in 18 as well. Oof. Tough one for you, dog. I'm sorry you haven't won since the 90s. All right? I'm sorry you haven't won since the 90s. Guy wasn't going to step on the field without money guaranteed. Yes, that's obvious. People who follow the NFL do know this. Fly, Eagles, fly. So happy Goddard's back. He was a menace in the postseason. Absolutely led the team in receptions and receiving yards in the postseason, and was a big contributor in the playoffs. So, look, this is a very good football player, no doubt. I mean, when he's healthy, he's a top, all right? He's a top tight end in the league. So, it's good to have him back, all right? Damn, I'm just whacking my wall. All right, everybody, I got to run. I appreciate it, though. This is great news for the Philadelphia Eagles getting Dallas Goedert back. It's a one-year deal, $10 million with $1 million of incentives. So, the only change, guys, the only change on offense, right guard and backup running back and some backup offensive linemen. That's it. That's it. A.J. Brown back, Devontae Smith back, Jahan Dotson back, Dallas Goedert back, Saquon Barkley back, Jalen Hurts back, Juergens back, Dickerson back, Mailata back, Lane Johnson back. I mean, you can't. It doesn't get much better than that for a team that just won a Super Bowl. It doesn't get much better than that. And they're all young, by the way. It's not like we're bringing back 33-year-olds. Goddard's one of the oldest guys on the team. He's 30 on offense. Saquon's 28. AJ's 26 or 27. Devontae's 25, 26. Jalen Hurts, 26. I mean, this is a young team, man. This is a best-case scenario for this offense. So, appreciate all you guys. Guys, I wasn't trying to attack Jay. No need to attack Jay. All right. Jay, I appreciate you, brother. I was just lashing back to correct the narrative, all right, my boy. I appreciate you for being here. All right, I wasn't trying to get a bunch of people to hate on you. Goddard had voice years. All right, any more comments I'll take before I get out of here? Lowe says, I knew Dallas was coming back. Why add a fullback and not be certain with your tight end position? Make it make sense. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. So Goddard returns. All right, everybody, appreciate you watching. I'll see you next time, everybody.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.